I'm just, I have it open. I want to switch to my computer because my.
Yeah, so I'd actually say that I feel like that's actually like a good product question, right? Almost like Dabrashin Miskavin is almost like a product level question, because on the back end, right, in terms of the actual like physical processes, right, the actual things that are happening like under the hood. So say relatively set of, in terms of what the likely outcomes are, but from like say like a product perspective, in terms of like what is what are they doing, what are they intending to do, and stuff like that, that's actually very much that not as obvious, and that's not as pashut. How do we define that, right? The dam hutzarech, or the petach hutzarech, is actually very much a, excuse me, is very much a like an open question between is it like, is that when he's mechavein for, like, yeah, I guess some benefit, or it's like occupying some part of his mind, right? But it's not really what they're trying to do, right? Even if they, on some level, that's kind of like part of the, they start to get married, and then there's like the question of like, oh, so is she a basula? Is she not a basula? Right? Or is this like an impediment to their future intimacy? So I think like almost as much as practically we can kind of define what's happening, right? In terms of defining like what are they doing and what are they experiencing, is actually kind of a separate question, which isn't totally defined by the Metzius. Now, Psik Reisha, I think, and brings us back to that question of how, well, at some point, right, let's say a product manager can say, well, we want these people to have a, whatever, a communication and experience with their clients. And you can be like, they sent them an email, right? That's, they still just sent them an email. And like, you can't do that. You can't be like, oh, like they're communicating with them. Like, yeah, great, you can communicate with them, but in this case, what you just did is you sent an email. Like, you can't define it as something like, so as something different than that, when it's not. That's not a good example. But at some point, like the someone's intent, could at some point be irrelevant. So just an example, right? How do we look at Psikresha? Okay, are we trying to say by Psikresha that that's what the person's intent really is, okay? Or is it that sikresha means that even though your intent is for something else, right? Since they're inseparable, so you can't claim that these are two separate things. Okay, I'll explain it. We'll see a case in the Gemara. All right, so the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about a case where you have a hadas. And hadas gazel by yavesh pasul shall share your nidachas or pasul niktam rosha nifrdu alav osha hayu anavav merubos mealav. You have more berries than leaves on your hadas, then it's pasul. The miatan kasher. If you take off the extra berries, then it becomes kasher. The in mematin biyom tov. You can't be memai the berries on yom tov. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Tanrabanan in mematin biyom tov mishum Rabbi Eliezer bar Shimon amru mematin. So by this line, somehow got cut out and switched over here. I don't know why that happened. I'm just gonna try to fix that actually, because that's really makes it really difficult to read. Oh, line is off. Explain it. Okay, sorry. Right, what's the case? Basically, everyone agrees that even Rabbi Shimon would say that Dabrashin Miskavin, when it's a psikresha, when it's inevitable, is going to be aser. But the Gemara answers that in this case, he has a separate hadas. He has another hadas. insensitive to the fact that it's a segregation that's automatically going to happen. Now, the question is why, right? Why do we, the fact that you have another one shouldn't change the fact that you, that it's a segregation, right? And why should that matter? At the end of the day, if you take these berries off, you'll meet a kasher. That's one way the option is to say. So let's see. Rashi in Sukkah says, you're not intending to be machshir. But Rav Shimon is modeb b'sikresha. So for instance, but umer achtoch rosh behema azu b'shabes. Ve'ini rotzet she'tamos. He's like, well, I'll cut off its head, but I don't want it to die. The kivan def shelo, the efshele below iser kigon gorer adam mitav safso chashivle. No, I think we have the same alignment issue. Sorry, that does not make sense. Very irritating. Oh, I know. I did this on my Mac, and now I'm on a PC. They don't like each other. Keeping the going to kids of staff. So Blasher is chavin lasses charetz. Avagav the ikal mechash dilma avid charetz. Kivan dilma miskavin lahachi. The efshar legreira below charetz. Ki avin amecharetz avin malacha gemura lo mechayev. Avahecha devadai avid modi. Okay, so Rashi says that Davrashin Miskavin, when it's a psik resha, is like your Mechavin. Why? Because it's impossible otherwise. Okay? On the other hand, Rashi kind of, in the second formulation, says, the low Miskavin, when is it okay? When it's not Miskavin, and it's possible below Charetz. Okay? So the first one says, if it's impossible to do it either, or if it's definitely going to happen, right? Or in the case that he's giving of the psikresha, it's even more. It's that when you claim you don't want the animal to die, but you're cutting off its head, so at the end of the day, it's as if you were, that's what you're trying to do. Right? Or don't say like they're, you know, it's absurd to say that you didn't mean for it to die. Right?
So does that line up with the idea about like Bakshi from the Gemara and Ketubot?
About the
the possibility of doing via without ripping, and that most people are baki, so therefore it's not a necessary outcome.
Ah, okay, so yes, so that actually is a great question. A nafgamina of this kind of question is if it's possible to do it, but let's say the person who is right, this chasan is not a baki, right? Hopefully. Assume that most people are not, right? Most, you know, them are not Baki and Bahataya. And therefore, right, even though it's possible in this case, right, if he was Baki, it would be possible, but he's not a Baki, right? So can he have Birishana on Shabbos? Right? I think that would goof be a nafkamina of this kind of question, which is what do we really mean by Psik Resha, right? Is it because it's Kim is Chavin Choshevle? And you could say, since I wouldn't say, right, cutting off the head of an animal and killing it are the same act, because you know it's those are inseparable actions. And kivan delo miskavin ve'efshar legre below haritz. So even when you do it in a way that even when you do it and it doesn't matter, says Rashi, because they are separable actions, right? And then maybe in the case of a chasan who's not a baki, right? Even if right in his case it's kind of inevitable. Doesn't matter because they're separable actions, right? While cutting off the head of an animal and it not dying are inseparable. Okay, but then, right, just to read the Hemshech, right? Lo tzir ve'isle yoshan achriti, ve'lo tzarech lahai, hilkach in kan tikun kli, ve'lo tzricha le'lach shura, ve'lo dami hashta l'psik resha, de'hasam ikan netilas neshama, miman, le'kun tikun kli, what's the difference between a psikresha and this case of the hadas? Since you don't need this actual hadas, so what is it? It's a branch with berries. Right? A hadas that's puzzle that you made kosher because you need it for sukkah is a halachic tikkun kli, it's a chalos, right? You've changed it. You've made it kasher, and that's useful. So because you need it and you made it useful, this brings us back to the idea of Meleches Machsheves on Shabbos almost being subjective, right? Meleches Machsheves Hashra Torah, so we care also about how productive and useful it was for you, which is also why we got Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon about like Metakin and Mekalkil by a Chabura. The idea of Meleches Machsheves can make something kind of worse, right? It's worse because it's useful for you. So here, if you don't need the hadas, so you haven't really transformed it in any way, because you already have another one that's, you know, with your lulav.
Now, what's interesting, a question about your earlier phrasing. In your reading of this Rashi, maybe I missed it, but I heard something along the lines of like, when your psik resha is davar she'eino mitkaven. Are we looking at like Devar She'eino Mitkaven specifically with Psik Resha as distinct from some other Devar She'eino Mitkaven? Like, how are those categories lining up right now?
We can have Devar She'eino Mitkaven where it's not inevitable, right? Let's say, I mean, the classic case in the Gemara is if you're Gorer, if you're getting a bench, right? But it's a light bench, so it won't necessarily make a row. It might not. You don't know, right? So that's okay, right? That's not a case of Psik Resha. So if you don't intend for that outcome, and it might not happen, even if it does happen, that's not a problem. Right? Or let's say you open the door and the wind might blow out a candle, and it might not, right? That's not a psik resha if you were not mechaven to blow out the candle. Stuff like that. Right? Psik resha is where it definitely will. What's interesting is Rashi's solution to the Hoshana Achriti is to say that since you don't need it, you didn't actually do any tikkun, right? It's not that you did the malacha, but it was a davar she'eino mitkaven. It's that you didn't do a malacha, no malacha happens because it didn't improve the hadas in any way, right? And Rashi says that because this is a classic case of psik resha, since at the end of the day, it's impossible, right, to take off the berries without there being less berry. Rashi, it's the efshar below hachi, which matters the most, right? And there's another case in which really matches that. In Zvachim, basically the question is, what happens when you, it's not Dave, when you promise to bring wine as like a korban? Do you pour it on the fire, or do you pour it like down these special, pipe in the mizbeach? So the machloka centers about whether or not it's a problem for the drops, for the wine to slightly extinguish some of the fire on the mizbeach, right? You're not allowed to extinguish the fire on the mizbeach, right? Ish tamid tukad bo lo techbeh. And when you pour wine on a fire, it extinguishes. And if it's a big fire, it'll partially extinguish. So the Gemara basically says, oh, it depends on Rabbi, on the machlokas about davar she'eino mitkaven, right? And if you hold that davar she'eino mitkaven is okay, then you can pour it on the fire. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'eino mitkaven is aser, so then you can't pour it on the fire because that would be a problem. So how does Rashi explain Rabbi Yehuda, right? Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the amar davar she'eino mitkaven aser hevi, aser hevi, lo tichbe, afilo bo mitkaven, the isha lemidrashay l'nachas ruachu, lefanei ki'ishim, sorry, v'hachi masik la, Hilkach, akale mashmute lebraisa besifre. Okay, the pasuk basically says it should be yishei reach nichach. The implication of that is that you should burn it. However, according to Yehuda, you can't possibly burn it because that would be a violation of lo techbe. So it must be that yishei reach nichach means put it on the mizbeach, but not actually burn it on the mizbeach, right? Against the pshat of the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon, Shmok Rabbi Shimon, the kivan de in miskaven lechabot in la in lo techbe raya lav lesol. The fact that it's lo techbe doesn't really matter because it's davar she'eino mitkaven, right? Even in miskaven, there's no problem of doing it, even if it's going to be extinguished.
Wait, so why is that a raya to make it aser?
So basically, the pasuk says you should put it on the mizbeach as yishei reach nichach. Shad of the pasuk, yishei reach nichach means burn it, right? Rabbi Shimon says, great, burn it. Rabbi Huda says you can't burn it because if you burn it, you're putting out part of the fire on the mizbeach, and that's aser. So it must be that you're supposed to put it into like the there's like this fallen, this like special hype in the Mizbeach that we do for Nisach Hayayin. Right? So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no reason to change the Pasuk or Pashut understanding because why not, right? It's Tavar Shem Skavim. V'im Tomar, Sikresha V'lo Yamasu. But wait a second, says Rashi. Isn't it a Sikresha? If you pour water on a fire, right, it'll partially extinguish. Mashmu'uta L'me'akeru. Oh, sorry, yeah, the alignment thing's off again. Efshar, D'mizalef L'beti Bendakos, Ma'od, Hilkach, what does Rashi say? He says, since you could possibly drizzle it in tiny little drops, right, which would evaporate before they put out any of the fire, even if you pour it in big drops, right, or just you pour it all on, it's still considered Devar Shein Miskaven. Okay, now wait a second, but if you do it in that way, isn't it inevitably going to happen? So the answer, and again, for Rashi, is that for Rashi, it's about the actions being separable. These are two separate actions. You could put out a fire, right? And you could pour water on the yayin on the Mizbeach separately, right? Or miraculously, you could cook wine, right? Or roast wine without putting out a fire, right? Because you could drizzle the wine on the fire without it putting out any of the fire. So even if you pour out a lot, it's still a Devar Shein Miskaven. You're like, right? Are you not getting it?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't get this far in the Makara, and I don't know if you include it, but I remember last time I learned this, Tosfot freaks out about Rashi's answer here.
Yes. Very good. Yes, I think I hope I did put it on the Makaros. Nope, I did not put it on here. Okay. I'll have to bring in that Tosfot. Yes, Tosfot absolutely freaks out about that. It's not a proof because what Rashi's saying, right, is huge. Rashi's saying it doesn't matter whether or not it's inevitably going to happen. It matters whether or not your kavana for A is kavana for B because A and B are the same thing. Here's another example of that. The Shulti Yiborim says, Kol Maisa, de efshar la'asot zula psikresha, az afilu avidos otamase afilu bepsikresha shari, ki lo mitkaven la'asot bepsikresha. Okay? He says, yeah, absolutely, right? If you could possibly do these two things separately, if they're separable actions, so then kavana for one doesn't mean kavana for two, okay? And just an example, we can look at sikresha in three ways, right? We can say, when you tell me that you want to cut off the animal's head, but you don't want it to die, I don't believe you. You're lying to me, right? Because that's absurd, right? Of course you mean to do it, right? When you claim to your, you know, to your parents, to the police officer, to the whatever, you know, oh yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to do that. And then like, you know, by accident, I didn't mean to, you know, punch him in the face. I just, you know, wanted to put my fist in the place where his head is. You know, I didn't mean to hurt his cow. I just wanted to cut its head off so I can play football, right? We just don't believe you. We know that you're lying, or you're lying to yourself, right? Which, Mr. Potter, it's worse, right? Only a fool lies to themselves. Quote from Aberforth, Dumbledore. And it's very true, right? This guy, even if this guy really thinks that he only intends to cut off the head and not to make it die, right? He's lying to himself, and only a fool does that. And, you know, we don't take account for fools. That's option number one. Now, what would a nafkamina of that be? So potentially a nafkamina would be, let's say, you don't want B, right? Right. If you really don't want B, then maybe it's not a secretion anymore, right? Get that? Because it's a malacha, if it's detrimental to a psik resha dilo nichale, then okay, so we believe you that you don't intend to do B. Option number two is that really the two actions are one entity, right? A, B, and you can't only have intent for half of it because it's just one thing, right? But then, according to Rashi, if you could do one without the other, right? Since you could have done it in small drops, So then there really are two separate actions that just happen to be coming at the same time in this case. So you have kavana for A, but not for B, right? If they're separate, then they're really two distinct actions. And finally, and this is like the most, this is kind of the most flexible option, which is if A leads to B and B leads to C, and when you intend to do A, right? So you also intend to do B to C because it's a necessary result of that chain, right? It's like part of a process. And once you initiate a process, so you right, that comes with the tacit intent for all of its parts, right? Just like, you know, you load a web page, so you don't intend to do all the 5 million API calls that are going to happen, right? But it's exactly what you're doing. That you essentially intend, right? Because that's part of the package of doing this whole chain of events. It's a chain of events. Now, what's interesting about that is that can go either way, right? You can either say, well, if A leads to B and B leads to C, so when by having intent for A, that counts as intent for C, even though you really just intend for A. So they're really separate actions and they're separate intents, but there's kind of like a transitive property. So you could say, right, that maybe you can break that chain with like negative intent or something like that. Okay, and we'll stop here.
Wait, can you elaborate on the third option here of negative intent?
Yeah. We'll get into this a little bit with the derushin of skavin sikrisha delonichale, but I'd say that if, right, in the middle option, what matters is about the nature of the action, right? It's not so much about your intent, one action or two actions. If it's one action, then I don't really care whether or not you like the second action or not, right? It's just one action. They're not separable. If they are theoretically physically separable, or you can do them one without the other, so then they're actually just two actions, and you could have kavana for one without the other, right? On either edge, we're kind of creating kimiskavein dami, right? When you say it's a davar shenu miskavein, but since it's segreshah, it's if you are mechavein. So one is because you really are, right? That's this one. The second one is no. If I have kavana for action A, right? I want to, seal up this barrel, right? When I do this, you know, when I seal up this misoch raisa din ezeisa, right? I'm also going to be squeezing out the wine from the stopper. Because squeezing the stopper into the barrel is going to squeeze out the wine. So I have intent to stop up the barrel, right? But since that comes along with the result of squeezing out the wine, right? So I also am intending to squeeze out the wine because that's part of the process of doing that. However, I could argue one of two things. Either that doesn't matter what I think, right? Because since I have kavana for A, my relationship with C is really just a derivative of my relationship with A, right? So I don't care what you think about C, since you want to do A and A comes along with C. So your intent for A constitutes intent for C, even though you never thought about C in your whole life, essentially, right? Or I can say that since my intent for C is a derivative of my intent for A, right? And it's only being imported as part of a process. If I have explicit negative intent for C, such as a psikresha dilo nichale, if it's bad for me that C happens, so then maybe that breaks the connection. Right? So that's the...
So the way you're reading it is, I'm just trying to draw a distinction, right? Because I think it's easy to see, for me to say A leads to B leads to C means that we treat it as A, B, C as a unit. So what I'm hearing here is that it constitutes for C as well, unless strongly indicated otherwise. Right? Like we can... We're not treating it as A, B, C. We're treating it as A implies B implies C, and those implications can be broken down if there's an explicit intent otherwise.
Potentially, yes. Right? Like I'd say, okay. Like the middle action is, say, your right hand and your left hand, right, can't really be treated as separate entities, right? Just like you can't punish one without the other. On the other hand, you know, I'd say like a financial crime against a husband and wife who share a bank account, right? Essentially, like, financially damaging one of them damages the other, right? Because they more or less are connected bank accounts. On the other hand, there's still two different entities, right? In theory, let's say a crime against one would impact the other, so it could very reasonably be considered a crime against both. The government could theoretically fine one, right, without, the other one being able to say, hey, but that's all fine against me, right? That's also a punishment against me, and I didn't do anything wrong, right? So while it might create like an automatic connection, because it's a connection and not an identity, it might be something that you can break. While within Rashi's approach, right, the two actions are really one action, so either they're one action, lo nichale doesn't matter, right? But what does matter is the action. Are they really one action or two actions, right? Well, in this case, in the A leads to B and B leads to C, so then we'll really say that the defining factor might be your intent, because we're connecting different actions. So you may be able to break down that connection, right, if there's some sort of, like impediment for that intent to transfer. Continue on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to try and listen to the last lecture also, because everything before here is, I don't know, I find it really hard to wrap my head around.
Yeah, it's a little tricky.
So, and I've been like,